Okay, so we're beginning a new Zman now, the continuation of the old Zman, but so we always start with the Niggun, and so we'll start today with the Niggun, and I realize today that everyone's here, people are still away, but nonetheless. Avinu Avarachamon Amirachem Rachem Aleinu Vishen Vilibeinu Vino Lehavinu Leaskil Avinu Avarachamon Amirachem Rachem Aleinu Vishen Vilibeinu Vino Lehavinu Leaskil Lishma Lilmod Ulamed Lishmor Velasov Olekayim es kol divrei Salmu Torosecha v'yavo Lishmoa l'ilmodu l'lameid Lishmor v'lasos Olekayim is called Elaine Salmut the Secho Viavo Viha Ereinu Vesara Secho Veda Vigvileinu Vemitva Okay, so we've been giving shiurim, and we're just getting our feet wet on these topics. I'm telling you there's so much, but in the end, you'll know something about it. You know, because people don't know Zman in this one that's keep Shabbos. This amount, that amount, people don't really have a full Havana in what it is. So I want you to get a full Havana. So it'll take time, but in the end, you'll get a Havana. And that's the main purpose of the shiur, is to give you Havana. In other words, it's not, I could, you know, it's not that I'm going to speak a mile a minute and you're going to write a mile a minute. You know, I want you to go slow and think about it. Whatever we learn, you should think about. And then you have Havana, and in the long run, if you have Havana, you'll remember it forever. If you don't have Havana, you'll forget it before you know it. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tzadik Gimel Beis, Tzorech Lizor Milasas Melacha, At Shiru Shlosha Kochavim Ktanim. You have to have three Kochavim Ktanim. V'lo Yiyu Mufuzorim. And there shouldn't, the Ktanim, Shiru Shlosha Kochavim Ktanim, V'lo Yiyu Mufuzorim, right? Elam Ritzufim, right? We learned that they should be Ritzufim, right? What was the source for that? Ritzufim? Yeah, the Ram B'Shem, the Yerushalmi. Lo Yiyu Mufuzorim. In other words, you need, because that's a chumrah, to have them you know, Ritzufim, as opposed to having one star here, one star here, one star there. Im hu yom unon. But if it's a yom unon, it's a cloudy day. Yamt achayetze hasafik milibo. So then you just have to just wait. It's like I told you, Rabbi Peretzky told me, he was a bochin here in the yeshiva, and he used to learn in the Radin Yeshiva by the Chofetz Chaim. And when he was in the Radin Yeshiva by the Chofetz Chaim didn't come to the yeshiva. They was too old to come to the yeshiva. So, but certain bochrim would come to him towards the end of Shabbos to hear a Musar Shmuz. And then, after the Musar Shmuz, he would tell the Shamas to go outside to see if there are three Kochavim. And they would have Mar. But Peretzky said, but if the Chofetz Chaim felt that the Musar Shmuz went long, then he would tell the Shamas, you don't have to go out, the stars are there. So he says, if it's Yom Unon, it's a cloudy day, so how you... Now, they didn't have calendars like that we had today. So how are you going to know that it ended? Yom Yom Unon... Yamtin acheyetze hasofek milibo. So if it's a yom unon, you should wait until the doubt, he doesn't have any doubt anymore. Meaning he knows that, you know, we waited enough, and it's there. But this is going to be a big discussion about the role of the stars in Tzeis HaChachavim. Because basically, Rav Avadi Yosef has this thing that we don't really work with stars anymore. We're not bucky in the stars. So, and based on that, he has very early shitas of when. So his shitas are before the stars come out. But he says, but if the Gemara says this is the zman, 3/4 mil, and he. So you work with 24, like Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman was saying to me. So then 18 minutes.
13 and a half.
But if you work with a mil is 18. But if you work with a mil is 24.
But I think we're about to work with 18.
Okay. Yeah. So it's going to be very early. But 13 and a half minutes or 18 minutes, you don't see Kochavim there, even in Eretz Israel. You don't see Kochavim. That's why Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, he's the big Sephardic rabbi, the Parat Yosef. And Rabbi Avadi had a lot of respect for him, but in Psak Halacha, they differed a lot. So Rabbi Tzion, Shita is, no, of course, you need stars. How could you be Mako? 13 and a half or 15 minutes or 18, whatever it is, how can you be making if there's no stars? So Rav Avadia held that we're not bucky. If the Gemara says that this is when the stars are out, this is when the stars are out. You can't see it. So you're not a bucky. You don't know how to look at stars. You're not a good star looker. Right. Right, that's what I would have thought, but we'll see. I'm skipping 10 shiurim to say what I'm saying to you today. But we have to. But that was Rav Avadia Shita, a very, very early Shita. The big in Nafkamina for the Bris Mila on Shabbos. There was a story in Lakewood where Rav Avadia gave a psak that. That the child was born, he didn't remember exactly how many minutes it was, but it wasn't a long amount. It was from the shorter side of things. And I don't know exactly what it was. And Rabbi Paskin, the Mila should be on Shabbos. There was a certain amount of minutes after Shkia Friday night. Paskin, the Mila should be on Shabbos. And no Moel would do it. So, you know what happened? Rabbi himself, he did it. That's the way to do it. If you want things to get done, what's the expression? Do it yourself. So he did it. He did the Bris Mila on Shabbos. But so this is going to be a big thing, the Rav Avadya Shita, that star, you don't have to, you know, worry that you can't see the stars because we're not bucky, so just go with a shear of 3/4 mil. And like Rav Yaakov Havel said to me, in America it's going to be a little bit more, but not too much more. And Rav Zion says, no, unless you get 30 some odd minutes, nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. And even that, Rav Avadya said he's too machmir. Most people would say even Rav Zion is too mekel. Like I had a shayla recently. It was like 33 minutes after Shkia. I think Friday night. I spoke to Rav Harfinis about it. And he thought, no, you have to treat it like a suffix. You can't say 33 is good enough. And therefore, the bris would be on Sunday. So this is a... So we have to see what all these shitas are based on. You know what I mean? Those people, like today, they just look in the calendar. Oh, this calendar says this. Oh, this is... But there's a lumbus behind everything here. Oh. So today I just want to do a Magen Avraham with you. It says Ritzufim. So what do you need Ritzufim? Says the Magen Avraham, Mishum Tosef Shabbos. Those Migur Adin, Seis HaKochavim is 3 Kochavim, even if it's not Ritzufim. But you have to wait till Ritzufim, Mishum Tosef Shabbos. We saw this before. It says, we saw that the Noda Yehuda says you don't need to wait. In other words, the Ritzufim means that you could assume that Tosef Shabbos was there, but not that you needed to be Ritzufim. Even if you wait a little bit past the Gimel Kochavim, that's good enough. But the reason why you need Ritzufim, the way that Magen Avraham is saying, Mishum Tosef Shabbos. So that means that the Ikar Adin is 3 Kochavim, wherever, scattered. And then Ritzufim is Mishum Tosef Shabbos. The Ha'ola Shabbos lo iyan, and then he quotes Beis Yosef, Ha'ola Shabbos lo iyan sham. I tell you, there used to be the librarian here in YU in the library, Rav Berish Mandelbaum. She's a very chush of a person. He wrote the Sari Elif. He was a big biographer, big bucky, and he was from Warsaw, from the old, you know. You know, people talk about the Eish Kodesh and this. He saw the Eish Kodesh, you know, like people, you know, he was there. So he was the librarian in YU from 1948 to 1998, 50 years. He was the librarian. And I was very close with him. Even after 98, when he didn't come to YU anymore, I had rishus to go visit him in Brooklyn, where he was staying. But he was here from 48 to 98, Rav Berish. Is it close to Parkville, maybe? One of those areas there. Not too far from where you live, I think.
I heard stories about him near where I live.
Yeah, so... Oh, so he said, you know, the Magen Avraham always quotes the Olas Shabbos, Olas Tavim, the same person. But he always says the local Olas Shabbos, the local Olas Tavim. So he made him famous, because he never usually agrees with him. But it's always the local Olas Shabbos, the local Olas Tavim. But I always say, you know, for the Magen Avraham to quote you and to say Talo, it shows you chashuv. You know, if you're nobody, you don't even make it into the Magen Avraham. You understand? You know, to make it into the Magen Avraham, so what does the Olas Shabbos say? So take a look on page 3, that's the Shar blot of the Olas Shabbos, Rav Shmuel v'Rav Yosef. So on Shabbos he calls himself Olas Shabbos. And other parts of Shulchan Aruch he calls himself Olas Tamid. So on page 4, he says like this. So he quotes... Yeah. Look in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tzadik Gimel Aleph on page 4, Reish Tzadik Gimel Sif Aleph on top, Ma'achren tefilas arvis, kidei lahosif mechol ala kodesh. So, we're ma'achren tefilas arvis, right? Kidei lahosif mechol ala kodesh. So let's see what the Ola Shamba says. Masha kosov kidei ala barm. Masha kosov kidei lahosif mechol ala kodesh. Perish. Shetzarach lahosif zman shehu vadei laila. Kumo shebiyah mechad alel simen reis ha mechal siv beis. He says, the idea of Tosefes was not al tasafik. Tosefes means it's vadei laila and afal pikein, I still don't do malacha. That's Tosefes. In other words, keeping bein hashmashos, that's not Tosefes. Because that you're keeping because it's a safek l'chumra. So because it's maybe it's still yom. But l'hosiv mechol al kodesh means that it's vadei laila. K'moshi biyah ha-mechaber le'el simen reish ha-mechal siv beis. The mechaber writes when he's quoting the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that Rabbeinu Tam's sheet is the first 58 and a half minutes after shkiyas vadei yom, and then 58 and a half to 72 is Beit HaShemoshos, and 72 is the three stars. But he says, when could you make Tosefes Shabbos? During those 58 and a half minutes. Because those 58 and a half minutes is Vadayom. It's Vadayom. And Aval Pekin, you're not doing Malacha, that's Tosefes. Perish HaTzorach L'Hosei Zman Shehu Vaday Laila K'mo Shebiyah HaMechaber HaKoshev Esom HaKoshev Tzorach Lizoyer. As it says here, what does it say? So he's at the understanding. We saw this in the Ran, right? That the concept of waiting till Ketanim or Ritzufim is because we're not bucky in what's Beinanim. Right? So that when you have Ketanim, you know that for sure at least you had Beinanim.
But if it would be bucky.
If it would be bucky, it would be good enough. But so the reason why we're keeping to Ketanim or we assume Ketanim and Ritzufim are the same thing is because we're not sure when there's manis, right? So, one second. So therefore he says, so how could you say that you could do malacha soon as you have gimel kochavim ketanim, but what about the mitzvah of Tosefes? Because gimel kochavim ketanim, the way we saw in the Ran, was because we're not sure what's beinim, so we wait till ketanim. But then you should have to wait in addition. You follow? We're talking about now the Tosefes before, the Tosefes after also. So he's saying.
No,
we're talking about the Tosefes of Erev Shabbos, this piece here.
Yes, I'm saying,
yes, no, so we'll see. There's Tosefes in the beginning and there's Tosefes at the end. They're both. Here it's talking about at the end. I said it wrong. This is talking about the end of Shabbos. Right. Beis Tzadik Gimel. That's the Dini Arvis of Motzoi Shabbos. So, the Ola Shabbos asks the Kasha. How can the Shulchan Aruch say that you have to wait for Gimel Kochavim, right? And then you could do Malacha. And the Magen Avraham says it's why? It's because Tosefes. It's not because of Tosefes, because Tosefes is only when it's Vadei. Till you have the Ketanim, it's still there's a Suffolk. Tosefes means once the Suffolk is over and there's no doubt anymore, I still have to keep more. That's the concept of Tosefes. So therefore, The Ola Shabbos is saying, so how could you, how come the Shulchan Aruch says, once it's Gimel Kol Tanim, you can do Melacha, how can you do Melacha? So that's his kasha. Hakasha, the son of Kasha, of Tzarek, and Lizar, and Lassas, Melacha, Mash Miyash, and Nim, Shlosha, Kachovim, Luta, Ben Melacha. Tzarek, Lossi, Mikol, Allah, Kodesh, Mashu, Vaday, Laila, Hachalo, Nira, Shlosha, Kachovim, Ketanim, Mubayna, Shmosha, Sofak, Yom, Sofak, Laila, Hoshmuch, Lael, Sin, and Reshlam, and Hey. Okay, Nira, Lani, as Daiti, Ladina. The Apple Gab, the Nirim, Shlosha, Kachovim, Ketanim, also Lossam, Melacha, and Salam, Hanik, Taz, and Malosi, Kodesh, Mashu, Vaday, Laila. So he says, that lahalacha, even though it says in Shulchan Aruch gimel katanim kocham katanim, and the Magen Avraham says if you do that, then what? He yotzei tosefes. The Ola Shabbos says no, you're not yotzei tosefes. Why? Is over, then you have to keep extra. So the Ola Shabbos says it's not enough to keep what? Gimel Kol Tanim, Gimel Kol Tanim plus more. Where the Magen Avraham says, no, Gimel Kol Tanim enough. So this is a fundamental machlokes between the Magen Avraham and what? And the Ola Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham, so that's why the Magen Avraham says, you know, lo inch. Yeah. In other words, oh, but the Chor makes a lot of sense. Oh, there is a beautiful.
Can we say at some point that the Ritzupim, the fact that the Ritzupim that was already out of the Sufim, that that's why we hold
Ritzupim
not?
Right, right. In other words, Ritzupim. Right, in other words, the correct question is, no, but the Pashup Shah we saw in Iran is Ritzupim is because we're not Baki what Beinanim is. So if you have the Tzufim, yeah, we saw that chart. Yeah. 1 second. But there's a Sefer, page 7. There's an excellent Sefer called Hazmanim Bahavana, written nowhere else but Montreal. You see? You know him? How can you not know him? Yitzhak Tzvi Lampin. So he wrote this great Sefer. You know, there's a bus that leaves from the corner of my corner every night to Montreal. You need to go to Montreal, just be on the corner. During the week, it's 10:30, and the Motzei Shabbos is 12 o'clock. I needed once to go to Montreal for a chasen in one of my talmidim. 12 o'clock, I was there, got on the bus. 7 hours, I was by Shomim Laboker. 7 hours, that's the Dom Shabbos. The Hamish bus. Called the Haman bus, but it's Hamish. So 6 days a week, the firm bus, so it doesn't, not Friday night, but the rest. So this fellow from Montreal, he says here on page 9, because Omar Akosev, you see where it says Arab Akosev, Maram Mibelza. Omar Akosev, Shemadri is Kenny Hasidi Belz, Shabok Kudushas Admor of Aram Mibelz. Hayarogil is Kosh Shofar Motzai Yom Kippur. Motzai Yom Kippur will show for 50 minutes after the Shkia. Ozokim is Kenny, Shakopanim Kamashonim, Ike Maran, Motzai Yom Kippur, Kamadakos. Some years he was waiting a little bit more. And then he said, he explained himself that he really holds 50 minutes, says a Kachovim, and then he's mostly 3 minutes for Tosefos. So he wants to claim that he was doing the Ola Shabbos. Because he was holding that you can only do Tosefos once there's no suffix. So by 50 minutes, he says there's no suffix anymore. There's another, that's like what Rav Moshe Feinstein said in New York, that by 50 minutes, well, a lot of stars are out, so there's no suffix anymore. So that's why he would wait the extra 3 minutes. The only question is, top line, and then I'll take your question on page 9. Shayla, ma yana ha-Magen Avraham? So what is the Magen Avraham going to say? So he says, Tshuva evshar sh-Magen Avraham lomish achvei sh-an roim sh-yotzu ha-Ritzufim. Once the Ritzufim come out, so huver alanu l-mafreya sh-abeinonim yotzu zeb mikvar. But once you see Ritzufim, then obviously the Beinonim l'mafreya, when you're just not sure when the Beinonim are. So once you have Ritzufim, then you know that the Beinonim were from before. And like you said, in other words, but you'll only know l'mafreya. So once the Ritzufim came out, you know the Beinonim must have been before, and now you're already covered. He's saying, Olas told me that no, you have to, that it's not like it works on the Freya. Right now, you know that you don't have a suffix, and now you should keep 3 extra mil, whatever it is. So it's a fundamental machlokas, whether the concept of Ritzufim is, that includes Tosef, now I'm Mekayim Tosef Shabbos, or no, now I'm Mekayim Shabbos, that I'm not going to be Mechal Shabbos. Tosef I have to add more. Yeah. Right, yeah, you're saying it's so simple, because if you're saying that he really holds this as a halacha, then it should apply to Shabbos as well. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so this is what I wanted to... Okay, so next time on Monday, when we have continuing this, I want you to do the Olas Tamid on page 5. Go through that piece in the Olas Tamid. And to understand it, you're going to have to see the Shulchan Aruch here on page 14 and 15 and 17. Okay, we'll take a 2-minute break.